Congregational Fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and the world is in turmoil. Today, certainly, are there riots in Egypt because, of course, the price of food continues going up, and even though they've gotten rid of Mubarak, why, things are unstable there. Are there riots, certainly, in London over the weekend where people were demonstrating overturning a bus, throwing Molotov cocktails at the police officers. Certainly there are riots in Israel. This last week, many riots with a couple of 100,000 people, even that small country, and yet, of course, there's unrest there because prices are going up. The living standard of the Israeli people is going down, and well, with us this morning is Waleed Shobat, and hopefully he's going to bring us up to date on what's going on in Israel. Waleed was a Palestinian terrorist.
Hello? Yes.
Christianity, and is now here in America trying to inform us what's going on. Waleed, thanks very much for being with us this morning, and I hope you'll bring us up to date with the events that are taking place in Israel and in the Middle East. Go right ahead.
Well, you have a situation in Syria in which no one knows for sure how it's going to turn out. Yet looking at the media and looking at the things that are happening in Syria, you can see even demonstrators who are really Islamic fundamentalists calling for the Turkish government to intervene. As we see many in the Middle East, Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, even the Palestinians, you would watch on the Temple Mount demonstrations calling for the Turkish government to intervene, calling for caliphate. We could read the writing on the wall that the Arab Spring will be an Islamic brotherhood, if you will, or an Islamic insurgency throughout the Middle East, in which we begin to see a change in the Middle East, in which Islamic fundamentalism, guised under secularism, will begin a takeover in that region. So depending on how things turn out, from Libya to Syria, we're seeing that it is possible that the government of Bashar Assad, as well as Muammar Gaddafi, will be toppled in the future, in which you will see an Islamic insurgency and an Islamic resurgence calling for even more issues than we thought about Iran, in which issues of caliphate is mandated by the peoples in that region.
And, of course, you see the danger of this Muslim Brotherhood movement, Islamic fundamentalism, gaining ever more power and control in that region of the world?
Absolutely. It's not by coincidence you would see Rashad al-Ghannouchi, who was an exile from Tunisia. He was living in London for many, many years. And all of a sudden, he's getting the red carpet in Tunisia, in which Ennahda, which is an affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood in Tunisia, is going for elections. And we see the legalization of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, even in the U.S. It's today it is acceptable to negotiate with the Muslim Brotherhood. You have the Secretary of State talking about negotiating with the Muslim Brotherhood. These are organizations that basically give birth to terrorist infrastructure. It was the Muslim Brotherhood that gave birth to Hamas, to Al-Qaeda, working with the extreme Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia. So this is not an entity that has no blood on its hands. It's a political apparatus that works behind the scene as the political, spokespersons for these other names. In other words, what the Islamic fundamentalists do is simply change a name or create a new name for an entity of the same origin of an old entity. You have, even in the U.S., you have the Council of American Islamic Relations. You know, it used to be part of the IAP, Islamic Association of Palestine, which was a Hamas branch in the U.S. Hamas is considered an illegal terrorist organization. So what they do is they basically come up with a new name or change the name. Today, they don't call it the Muslim Brotherhood. It's the Freedom and Justice Party, if you will, in Egypt. So they changed the name. But it's the same faces behind those names. So this is the kind of game playing that the Islamists play, so they can basically cover up their history in order to begin another agenda in the countries that they reside in. So Tunisia has a very strong Islamist power base. So does Syria. If you recall, historically, Hafez al-Assad, who was the father of Bashar Assad, he basically bulldozed a city and buried the Muslim Brotherhood dead in it when they retaliated against the government. Well, today, this kind of retaliation is gaining momentum and support from the U.S., from the United Nations, from the UN, from the European Union. So, in other words, revolutions that were considered kind of Islamist in the past are acceptable today in the Arab, under the name of Arab Spring. So we're going to see a region that's changed. And, of course, we've seen Erdogan play the role in the region, and he's gaining momentum in establishing what is called the Turkish model. In fact, he basically thwarted the generals, the military apparatus of Turkey, who for years were stopping any Islamist revival in Turkey. Well, today that's no more, because these generals either quit, resigned, or are imprisoned via the Ergun Kohn fiasco, in which they were accused of collaborating a coup against the Turkish regime. So, the Erdogan government, or the AK party, AKP party, is basically flexing its muscles, and it's using intimidation factor in order to gain power, in order to change the constitution of Turkey. And Turkey is the, it is the supreme largest dog on the block in the region. And many are looking towards the Turkish model. If you plug in the Turkish model in Google search engine, you will see how many entities are calling for it, even organizations that are in the U.S. Muslim organizations talk about the Turkish model. You have Lu'ay Safi, who talks about the Turkish model and why Turkey is.
Hold on, thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Walid Shobab, right here at the American Time.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Wally Schmidt. And basically, you know, a year ago, why what's going on in the Middle East would have seemed impossible. Certainly, there was a move at that time for a secular Turkey, but the rest of the countries, certainly a year ago, why Egypt was stable, Tunisia was stable, Syria was stable, Yemen was stable. All of these countries were stable, and certainly the radical Muslim movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, although there did not have a significant part to play. But everything is changing, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is changing, and very, very rapidly. Please pick up the story there, Wally.
Yes, so we've seen, you know, even after President Barack Obama goes to Egypt, and then he goes to Turkey and he gives his monumental speeches there. He's given the red carpet in those arenas, of course, you know, complimenting the Quran, complimenting Islam, you know. In other words, you know, America is ready to negotiate and engage with the U.S. Muslim world, which really gave the green light to the Muslim Brotherhood to say, hey, this is our chance. We have a president in the U.S. that is open-minded to accepting us. And basically, that began a spark. So President Obama and his policies, his speech being written by Rashad Hussein, who is the envoy to the OIC, Organization of Islamic Council, and of course he supports Sami al-Aryan in a public entity. He made the claim, proclamation that he thinks that prosecuting Sami al-Aryan, a terrorist in Florida, was really anti-Muslim and so on and so forth. And of course, he interviews with Al-Ahram newspaper. In fact, I translated that dialogue in which he said he will gain the president's ear when the right time comes, in the Arabic language, of course. No one knew in America that conversation even existed until I broke that story. So you have, you know, people within the government here doing the same things. You know, you have the U.S. Muslim dialogue. It was basically hijacked by none other than Faisal Abdul Rauf, the imam behind the Ground Zero Mosque, who was part of this delegation of Muslim scholars, you know, helping make policy of how to engage the Muslim world, in which opened the door as this Trojan horse entered into the door, opened the door for this dialogue to happen and to basically look forward for what they call a moderate Muslim Brotherhood. You look at the Nixon Research Center, and this is exactly what they're saying, and everybody is saying that we need a moderate Muslim Brotherhood. So the Muslim Brotherhood is willing to comply. We have moderated. They changed the name. They changed the logo in the English. It doesn't say prepare for them for war as it usually does in the Arabic. In the English it says freedom, but the Arabic never changed. It remains the same. Then we have the statements from Rashad al-Bayoumi to others in the Muslim Brotherhood in English that basically tickles the ears of the American listener and reader, and Der Spiegel is interviewing the Muslim Brotherhood leaders, and they're saying one thing in the German and the English, and totally the same things in the Arabic language as they used to before. And that is, they are waiting for a takeover for Egypt, that monuments even in Egypt, these are idols. Remember Bamiyan in Afghanistan? So in other words, the writing is on the wall. What's coming towards Egypt is going to be what have came before in Afghanistan. But they're doing it much skillfully. You have clandestine groups from the Muslim Sisterhood, which is a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, going all over the place, becoming media icons in the Middle East, in which they show that they are very educated. Yet, what they were saying in the media, in fact, I collected tons of interviews, is the things that you've seen during Nazi Germany regarding the Jews, regarding the Christians, regarding the Pope, that there is a conspiracy by the Catholic Church to force everybody to be Christianized. They want to eliminate Islam. They are conspiring against Islam. Everyone is an Islamophobe. And so the Middle East is being fed that the West is an enemy, that Christianity is an enemy. Of course, the Coptic situation in Egypt is a dire situation. And the situation of all Middle Eastern Christians is in a very sensitive condition. And many of them are leaving their countries, reading the writing on the wall, as you've seen many Jews leaving Nazi Germany. So we are really at a position here just prior to what happened in Nazi Germany before this, the major Holocaust that happened.
And of course, one of the really interesting things that nobody wants to comment about is Hillary Clinton's primary, certainly Muslim advisor, the woman who travels all over with her. And what is her background, this young, very attractive lady who travels the world with Hillary Clinton? Isn't her mother a member of the Muslim Sisterhood?
Yes, her mother has been found to be a member of the Muslim Sisterhood in Egypt, in Egyptian papers. And so she sits on, she has sat on the board with Omar Nassif and the this Islamic minority organization that they founded here years ago. Omar Nassif is one of the godfathers of Al-Qaeda. In fact, her brother, Hassan Abedin, he sits in the Islamic Studies Department in Oxford University in England, alongside with Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qaradawi. This is the international liaison of the Muslim Brotherhood who basically permits suicide bombing publicly. And, of course, Omar Nassif sits in the same board. He is the godfather of Al-Qaeda. So Americans would read these things and they would say, well, you know, this is guilt by association. But you cannot argue that guilt by association is not a method that is used when you hire federal employees. She's a federal employee. Can we say during Nazi Germany that we can hire Eva Braun, Hitler's girlfriend, since she's not a member of the Nazi Party, to become an advisor to the Secretary of State? So what? She knew Hitler. That's guilt by association. This would be a ludicrous argument in this case. But this is the kind of thing that's going on. Many Muslims go to work, especially in areas that pertain to the government, like Rashad Hussein and in this case, Huma Abedin, and many, many others. In fact, even Faisal Abdul Rauf, he was sent as an envoy to the Middle East. He wants to build a mosque by ground zero. And of course, his Arabic language says something totally different than the English, in which he supports terrorism. So this is the kind of thing that's happening, a Trojan horse buildup in our infrastructure, in which dare you talk about it, dare you expose it, dare you mention it, you'll be labeled as an Islamophobe. because the enemy must enter into our fortress, and we must allow it to enter into our fortress, and the country is asleep, you know. It's not just the left wing in the country, but also the right wing in the country. You look at Chris Christie appointing a judge in New Jersey who has a background that he's defended terrorists and supporters of terrorism and things like that. So, you know, this is just permeating in the entire country, in the West, in Europe, in the U.S., and the world is just being oblivious or looking the other way.
And, of course, this tremendous threat from this radical form of Islam, and, of course, are my major concern, and those of you who listen to our programs regularly all know that I'm very concerned about the very real possibility that we may soon be involved in a conflict with the Muslim Brotherhood. But right at the present time, we seem to be doing everything we can to build them up, to help them, to accommodating with them, and certainly Hillary Clinton's primary Muslim advisor is a Muslim woman married to a Jewish congressman whose name was Wiener. He's had to resign because of certain aberrations and aberrant behavior. So that's strange enough on its own, a Muslim girl married to a Jewish congressman. But the fact that she is the chief foreign policy advisor in Muslim affairs to our Secretary of State, who is, and travels the world with her. She was traveling the world when her husband was certainly being held up to ridicule by the media. A strange situation. Why would Hillary, of all the women in the world, pick this woman whose mother is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, or Muslim Sisterhood, whose brother is a part of this radical Islamic movement? Why would this woman be the foreign policy advisor to Hillary Clinton? Many strange things are going on. How is this going to impact on Israel?
Well, it's going to be detrimental for Israel because Israel lives in a very peculiar situation. They're surrounded by several Arab and Islamic nations that are turning Islamist. It's much worse. You're not dealing with just one Iran. You will be dealing with Turkey. You'll be dealing with Syria. You'll be dealing with Egypt. In fact, how many Americans are aware that even in Tahrir Square, on Victory Friday, 2 million Muslims in Egypt, in Tahrir Square, what were they chanting? They were chanting, "To Jerusalem we march, martyrs by the millions." What does that have to do with the Arab Spring and with their throwing away a despot like the president of Egypt? So it doesn't make sense. They're talking about those kind of things, and it doesn't make sense that even Wael Ghunaim, if indeed this is an Arab Spring, Wael Ghunaim, who was the pride of the West, he was the Twitter boy who sparked the revolution in Egypt, as the media claims in the West, he was thrown out on Victory Friday from making a speech at Tahrir Square. Who took the pulpit? It was none other than Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, who sits with Huma Abedin's mother, who sits with Huma Abedin's brother, who is part of the apparatus. They all know it. Even Ramadan, the grandson of Hassan al-Banna, who is the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood, is giving speeches in the West. Who gave him the okay to enter into the country? None other than Hillary Clinton. But it's not naivete that Hillary Clinton supports this. It's an agreement, because they have much in agreement with this kind of apparatus in which it tickles the ears of the evolutionists when they talk about the Big Bang, life doesn't begin at the moment of conception, that Islam has socialism in it, al-Ishtirakiyya al-Islamiyya, in Libya and Egypt. So the liberals have a lot in common with revolutionary agendas, and this is why Carter was silent when the Shah asked for help. He did nothing, and this is how the entry point of the Islamism entered into Iran, and we see the same thing being duplicated throughout the Middle East under the Obama and the Clinton administration that we see happening today.
And, of course, you know, going back to the time of the The negotiations under Jimmy Carter, why Egypt and Israel were at peace, and Israel didn't have to worry about an attack from Egypt, why America was providing funding for Egypt, and certainly there was a stable relationship, and there was commerce between Egypt and Israel, but no military threat. But that has really changed now for Israel, hasn't it? My understanding now is that Israel is preparing for the very real possibility of an attack by Egypt against Israel. What's the situation there?
Well, I mean, yes, Israel is basically getting itself ready in all aspects because it knows. But it's not only Egypt, it's Turkey. Remember the flotilla issue? That was the beginning of kind of saber-rattling between Turkey and Israel. And if you recall, when Erdogan walked out of Shimon Peres in the Davos debate because of the Israeli attacks to destroy terrorism in Gaza, that began the saber-rattling between Turkey and Israel. Let's not forget, Turkey is the second largest army in NATO after the U.S. So it is more dangerous than Iran because it doesn't flex its muscles like Iran does in a way, because it portrays itself as being secular Islam.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Waleed Shubat. And before we go on, Waleed, would you like to get your website out and information on your books and other material?
Yes. The website is simple, shoebat.com, which is shoebat.com, as you spell the word shoe and the word bat. My books is For God or for Tyranny, When Nations Undermine the Laws of God. People can get it through Amazon and through my website as well. And you could look at our material on our website, shoebat.com.
And, of course, Waleed is certainly one of the most insightful people about what's going on over in the Near East, the Middle East. The average American thinks, well, that's their problem, you know, that, oh, yeah, they got problems over there, but that's not going to affect me. And nothing could be further from the truth. There are many charter schools in America that are teaching, I mean, probably well over 100 of them, teaching young people about the Turkish form of society and stressing the importance of that history and that great society, the great Ottoman Empire that existed. Certainly there are radical training camps here in America. You're not hearing about them because of the controlled media, but they're here, they're influencing. I believe that they're simply waiting for the word to be given. Certainly the FBI is aware of them, but not allowed to do anything at all about these radical training camps right here in the United States. So basically, Waleed, what do you see the future holding for America? We have such a naive public here.
Well, I mean, I see the repeat of Second World War, or even First World War, that's happening all over again, because even during the persecution of the Jews during Nazi Germany, there was much silence in the West. There wasn't much this knowledge of what's going on the ground. So the naivety will continue, but to the political apparatus, because we keep concentrating in the explosive act. You know, we always look at Al-Qaeda as the central focus of our agenda when it comes to terrorism. But, you know, Osama bin Laden is no more, and Al-Qaeda, yes, sure, it is a viable threat. But it's not just the explosive act that we have to be concerned about. It's the political act. When we look at somebody like Faisal Abdurrauf versus Anwar Awlaki, we will find the agenda really is the same, but the means is different. In other words, one says, I will do it by an explosive act. The other will say, I will do it via political activism. We need to understand that the political activism is just as threatening, because the political activism will allow the enemy to spy at our secrets and to know what they need in order to attack us in the future. So we need to look at Islamism as a growing threat in the Middle East, which with many tentacles all over. It's not just Al-Qaeda. It is the AKP party. It is the Mujahideen in Iran. It is the revolutions. It's the Arab Spring that we're so much trying to protect. You know, there's two sides to the coin of tyranny. Sure, you can argue that Hosni Mubarak maybe is somewhat of a dictator, but the other side of the coin is a Khomeini-style regime, which is a much worse dictator than we would have had in Egypt or in Tunisia, in which these had peace treaties with Israel, like in Egypt, the Camp David, and we had treaties. Those things are no more. So we're looking at a much more detrimental situation when it comes to engaging the Muslim world. We need to engage the Muslim world by showing them that, indeed, our constitution is better for the Muslim world than Sharia law. You know, it was critics who criticized Hinduism that stopped Sati, the process of burning widows in India. Those days, those glory days of Christendom or the Judeo-Christian West, in which we addressed issues very openly, and we were not ashamed to declare what we believe in. But today we are ashamed as a nation to declare what we believe in. And that's the problem. The problem is not the Islamists. The problem is the condition of the hearts in the West.
I certainly think that's well said. The transition of the heart in the West, as if we've almost lost confidence in what America used to stand for, and that was, of course, individual freedom under God. But, of course, we've taken God out of our society, and a nation that turns its back on God, well, my fear is that God is going to turn his back on our nation. So basically, of course, though the situation, my understanding is that there is even the growing unrest in Israel, certainly disillusionment with their government. We hear stories this last week from several sources of massive demonstrations in Israel, little Israel, with a couple of hundred people, 100,000 people, turning out to demonstrate against the government because of low living standards, rising prices, just almost like a disillusionment. Have you heard these stories about the massive demonstrations in Israel that we're not hearing about here?
No, I haven't been monitoring the demonstrations in Israel. I've been monitoring demonstrations in Israel regarding the flotillas in the past. But again, what you're saying seems to mimic what's happening in Greece, what's happening even here with unemployment, with the problem with the economy, with the undermining of our dollar. You know, those things are happening in the West, and the Islamic world is watching. You know, they say this is the prime time for us to revive the glory days when Islam used to be triumphant, and this is exactly why they're moving. The Turkish economy is growing. So they're seeing a potential opportunity here in which this is the right time for the Muslim world to make an impact. And this is why we see what we see, you know. So the European Union is, you know, is trying to solve the problems in Greece. The U.S. is trying to solve the problems of the economy. Israel is trying to solve problems of the economy. We're focused on the economy, 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 economy. You know, and we're not focused on the national security issues, of course, which we should. Israel is doing nothing about the situation in Iran for many years. Many said, well, Israel will attack the nuclears of, you know, of Iran, yet Turkey is threatening Israel. If you do something, we're not going to stand idle, and they're intervening even in the situation in Iran. So Turkey is being the guard for Iran, being the guard for the Syrians. Turkey is condemning Libya's Muammar Gaddafi for staying in power. They're condemning the Syrian government for staying in power. In other words, you know, to the Muslim world, Erdogan is saying, I am your savior. I am your, you know, in shining armor coming for your rescue. You know, look at me. And so, you know, we're potentially, what we're doing is we are, you know, making the Middle East create a one man who's going to come up and say, I am the answer for all the problems. And that's the problem. We had the same problem here. Everybody thought Obama was the answer. He's going to bring change. Change is on the way. You know, help's on the way. Remember that line. And what happened during the Obama fiasco? Ooh, it seems the economy is not being fixed. It seems that we still have, he created more international problems for us than we have ever had in the history of America. So, you know, this whole idea of change, I don't think we need change. What we need is restitution.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Wally Schubert.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406. 970-221-0406.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Doctor, and here our guest this morning is Wally Jubat. And if you have a question for Wally, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're talking about increasing unrest in this part of the world, in the Near East, the Middle East. Those of you who listen to our programs regularly, I will remember that we were warning about this in November, certainly of last year, where Christmas had information from our friend Lindsay Williams that there was going to be a major conflict in the Middle East, by 6 months from that time. And of course, we see that today. And of course, I had originally thought it was going to be a war with Iran. Apparently that has been put on hold. Certainly the Israelis are very, very concerned about the very real possibility that Iran is working to build a nuclear bomb. They claim they're just working to create a nuclear material for their nuclear reactor. Well, of course, they can always buy the nuclear fuel from Russia. Russia set up a nuclear power plant there in Israel, in Syria. So why is Syria so interested in, enriching uranium? Well, I think that it's certainly logical to believe that they're working on some sort of a nuclear bomb. What do you see about the possibility of an Israeli attack on Iran? Is this a very real possibility? And what would that mean for America?
Yeah, not in my opinion. Everybody's been saying it for years. And I've been one voice who's saying it's not going to happen. So far, I'm correct in that issue. I don't think Israel is willing to attack Iran without getting the green light from the U.S. because it's an issue that the U.S. And Israeli relations could be affected here. Although Israel did take out the Osiris nuclear reactors in Iraq historically, and of course the U.S. condemned Israel. But under the table, thanked Israel another way. So, no one can tell for sure if Israel will take out the nuclear reactors in Iran, but I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have, at first, what we're going to have is the Neville Chamberlain fiasco, if you will. When he went to Hitler and he got a paper from Hitler that he made a treaty and a pact, he will not invade this and that. I think that's what we're going to get first. We're going to get some sort of a facade of peace, that the Muslim Brotherhood means no harm. That even you could even possibly have Hamas even recognize the state of Israel, just as we've seen the PLO recognize the state of Israel. So I think what's going to happen is the opposite of what many think. What's going to happen is that they're going to play, the Islamist world will play their cards correctly to basically gain momentum. And they realize that. And this is why Turkey is not saber-rattling like Iran is, because they learned. They said, if we saber-rattle like Iran does, if we've seen what happened when Al-Qaeda was generated and how the West reacted to terrorism and to violence. So they're playing the cards very well, in which Davutoglu, who is he works in the Turkish government, he's a very good diplomat, and so they're going to play the diplomacy card, that we're secular, Islam is not here out to kill you. And so this kind of card will go on for a while. Then we will see how Egypt will weaken. Because any time a country and a government adapts Islamic Sharia, it tends to weaken the country. So Egypt will weaken. There'll be persecution of Christians in Egypt. Turkey will begin to involve itself in everybody's business in Tunisia and Libya and Syria and Egypt, and begin to basically shape itself as the superpower in the region. So this will take some time. And after that, I think we'll begin to see the West being concerned about the rise of power by countries like Turkey and Iran. And then, unfortunately, we'll have to engage them in the future.
Well, I share your concern. My concern is that Turkey is moving towards the reconstitution of the Ottoman Empire, which was the dominant force in that part of the world for many hundreds of years. And certainly as Turkey expands its influence into the Middle East and Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. And I can't remember all the names of the countries over there. Most Americans are certainly more or less unaware of them, but of course this is one of the great centers of oil throughout the world. And my understanding is that Turkey is expanding its influence among those countries and trying to radicalize them. Is that true?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, we need to look at the historical speech made by Nazim Kıbrıs in Germany, in which Erdogan was there with Erbakan, and he's saying the West will bow to Islam. And this was a Sufi Muslim cleric, you know, because in America, of course, we think Sufi Muslims are these spiritual, peaceful imams that mean no harm. There you can see all Sufi Muslims are Mahdist. All of them believe in revival of a caliphate. So this is a farce to claim that Sufism is this peaceful and all these things. The Turkish Ottoman Empire, I've been saying this for many, many years, and we were laughed off, you know, because even Israelis would tell me, hey, excuse me, Walid, Turkey is an ally of Israel. But no one's laughing anymore. Even you'd have Newsweek, U.S. Magazines talking about revival of the Ottoman Empire, you know. So they're beginning to see the writing on the wall. We are talking about the revival of an Ottoman Empire, you know, from Turkey, but it's going to be hard for it to basically culminate all the countries under one country. It'll be several countries, but it will somewhat have a facade of a rule from Turkey. The Ottoman Empire is reviving, and they are talking about neo-Ottomanism. We didn't coin the term neo-Ottomans. Neo-Ottomans was coined by the Turks. And we've seen the elections in Turkey. In other words, the majority of Turks want an Islamic government because they've elected the AKP party. So this is by using democracy. So it doesn't matter what kind of claim somebody could come with statistics that the Muslim world is really moderate. We have the right statistics by voting. We had voting during Hamas PLO election. 73.2% of Arabs in the Middle East chose Hamas over the PLO.
So, well, we live in dangerous, dangerous times. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Our guest has been Walid Shubat, and we look forward to having Walid with us again later this weekend. One of our other networks, God bless. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, I do hope that you enjoyed our interview this morning with Wally Schubat. He's very well informed, great information, and I think that the American people have to understand we live in an increasingly uncertain world. Everything is, in my opinion, being manipulated. As you recall, we had learned in October of last year that these things were coming. Lindsay Williams had told us. Ken Fromm, who was very, very close to the centers of world power, had told him, and of course I was told in the middle of October that this major conflict was coming in the Middle East, and not one person in a thousand in America had any idea what was coming down the line. Unless, of course, you were listening to our programs. Now, let me explain to you, everything is on a timetable. There is an elite that runs the world. Basically, our banks, our six major banks, are all tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're sitting on $3 trillion. They could get our economy working tomorrow if they'd start making loans. They're not doing it because this is the time to bring down the American economy. Our major corporations are sitting on about $2 trillion. They could invest that, get our economy going, get it booming again, certainly reestablish tariffs, bring our jobs home, change the tax structure, reward the corporations that kept their base in America and punish those that went overseas, instead of punishing the corporations that keep their base here by with a 35% corporate tax, and rewarding those who go overseas with no American corporate taxes. Why would you do something like that? Because you want our corporations to go overseas. When you understand that, it all makes sense. There is an organized effort to lower living standards in America and raise them throughout the world. Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks on the Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret. They're both on DVD, and they're associated syllabuses with them to verify what we're saying, because behind everything going on are powerful occult forces. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're seeing the progressive collapse of our economy. Gold hit this morning $1,690 an ounce. $1,690 an ounce. You talk about gold at $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce within a relatively short period of time, as the dollar is destroyed and everything you've worked for all of your life is eroded and destroyed by inflation. And that is exactly what they're up to. And of course, you need to get our material on. Well, we have a little pamphlet on the history of money, another one called Prophetic Warning. And it's, of course, my commentary on the farewell speech of Andrew Jackson in 1837. What does that have to do with today? Everything. Andrew Jackson was telling me exactly what was going on at his time, and the same things are going on today. The same control of the media, but exactly the same forces. Of course, Andrew Jackson didn't recognize the occult forces at work, but they're not imaginary, they're real. And my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the two talks I mentioned, Dark Secret, Forbidden Secret, keys to that. And of course, you'll also want to get
The four-tape set on the Dark Awakening. Actually, it's a four-CD set. The Dark Awakening. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord bless you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniel.